Good morning. It is Mother's Day, Sunday, May 12th. This is the Mother's Day schedule. I'm giving you the whole thing. I don't know if I've done that before. Maybe once before in the half year that we've been doing this parlay side of the podcast, which is, I don't know, somewhere close to 1,000 episodes since we started, 180 or so doing this parlay. Here's the whole thing. We're going to take the Timberwolves in the NBA. Minnesota, -2.5, -110. For half unit, that 2.5 is available at DraftKings. Now, these things obviously change. I don't know that this line will change a lot towards Minnesota. There's good reason to want to back Denver. I'm not going to get into all the deep woods of this, but Minnesota is the right play. It doesn't mean that they win, but it is the correct play. And that's all you can ask for. Let's go to baseball. Another Minnesota team. Let's take the Twins, -122 for half of a unit. They look primed in this one. I'm not a huge fan of Ober pitching for them, but I'm more of a fan of him than the opponent. Minnesota's clicking along pretty well. Let's go with the Brewers, -150 for three quarters of a unit. Now, this line's moving against us, meaning in reality it's with us because the price is moving against us. I should clarify that. I don't want to get all hokey here. The money is moving towards the Brewers. The market agrees with the Brewers. I shall jump back and say the market doesn't necessarily agree with the Twins. Just keep that in mind. But back to this game, the market agrees with the Brewers. We're taking it for three quarters of a unit. Mikolas for the Cardinals should have a rough day. I considered the over in this game as well. But I think that the Brewers pitcher might have a nice enough day that the over doesn't happen. So let's just ignore that and take the Brewers to win. Then we'll go with the Padres over the Dodgers for three quarters of a unit. Looks like Ohtani is sitting out for the Dodgers. Darvish pitching for the Padres is a much better pitcher during daylight hours than he is at night. And this is a daylight game. You got to back the Padres here. It's a good price. Let's move on to the NHL side of things on the ice. I favor Edmonton today, and I'll get to the final pick in the parlay of the day. But the plays for Edmonton is a half unit on Edmonton on the puck line. So Edmonton -1.5 at +130. We also want to go with Edmonton in the first period. First period, Edmonton -0.5, +135 for another half of a unit. So we got two nice plus money bets there. I think Edmonton comes out on fire in this one. I do think that they win by two or three goals today. That doesn't mean that they will win by two or three goals today. It doesn't even mean that they'll win. You know this. It's just how gambling works. But this is primed up for an Edmonton domination game today. It's also primed for an over, but that one scares me because the goalies in this game, the defenses in this game, are also due for something. They're due to show up and play rather than just letting it be pond hockey. Okay, so here's the parlay of the day. It's a cross-sport parlay, and it does involve the Oilers again because, as I said, I think they're a huge, huge probability of winning today. The odds makers think they're a 2-3 chance, two versus one, -200 approximately. FanDuel is the best line, just standalone naked bet on the Oilers, which you could play, but it's -194 over there. So Edmonton Oilers to win on the money line, doesn't matter how we do it, just win, even if it has to be overtime, although that won't really be great for our other bet because we need to win by more than one. But this one just went by one. And we're going to pair that in the baseball world with the Philadelphia Phillies. The Philly Phillies just win. I looked at the Phillies as a money line play. Too expensive. I looked them as a run line play. I don't love paying -135 for a run line where you have to win by two. In this case, it's actually probably a decent bet, especially with Phillies being the road team. And again, I don't always talk about this, but run lines on road teams are more beneficial than they are on home teams. And that seems counterintuitive because you should always be looking to favor the home team with the home crowd. As a rule of thumb, home teams win more often than road teams. That's just how it is. But in the baseball world, a run line bet where you have to win by two or more favor the rules of the game favor the road team to get that done if you like them to win, because they don't have to stop scoring until they have three outs in the top of the ninth. They could score 10. Also goes, the same argument goes for the 10th, 11th, 12th innings or whatever. The home team, the game ends, and again, I don't need to explain this. Everyone that's followed baseball knows this. It's just worth talking about the betting strategy behind it a little bit. The game ends when the home team's up by one. The only way you can win it by more than one as a home team when you're talking about an extra innings game or a bottom of the ninth type thing, when you're tied or even behind to start the inning, your bottom, you know, your half of the inning, the only way is to get people on base and then hit home run. You could have bases loaded. Again, I know sometimes there's people listening to this that don't know. You know, that's ridiculous. I think everybody knows that, but what doesn't always get thought about is the betting strategy. And there's a lot of new bettors out there. So I don't want to take this podcast down the rabbit hole that's just ridiculous. But you got the bases loaded and hit a triple, the game's over with a one run margin of victory, not three. The only way to do it, the only way to count all of them is a home run, grand slam in that case. So, again, that was just probably wasting your time. But the bottom line is run line bets on road teams have more merit than run line bets on home teams. There you go. But we don't have to worry about that today. The cross-sport parlay, the parlay of the day, Edmonton Oilers to win, Philadelphia Phillies to win. It's priced at plus 120, one-unit play. Hey, celebrate mothers today. It's been a crazy weekend over here. Lost my own mother right before Christmas. Haven't talked about this. I alluded to it right around when it was happening that she'd want me to keep doing it. But father lost right after Christmas. Obviously, Mother's Day today. Mother's birthday was Friday the 10th. Daughter's law school graduation was Friday the 10th. Listen, you know, we're here for a short while. You might as well kick some blank while you can. Good luck.